Thank you, Madam Chair, for giving the floor, and good morning to all. Madam Chair, my delegation has outlined its views and proposals regarding the science and technology mechanism of the convention during the previous working group sessions, including those in working paper number 19. However, at this meeting, my delegation would like to share its views based on the most recent development in this area. Madam Chair, the 9th Review Conference agreed to develop with a view to establishing a mechanism to review and assess scientific and technological developments relevant to the convention and to provide the state's parties with relevant advice. In this vein, in recent years, a significant part of the discussions on the review of S&T developments in the meetings of the convention have been more focused on the potential negative implications of such advances and how to minimize related risks. This overly cautious perspective on S&T developments doesn't serve the interests of the majority of the state's parties to the convention. Any possible S&T review mechanism should be designed to address both the potential risks and actual benefits of new scientific and technological advances in a balanced manner. In this regard, the state's parties, first and foremost, must reach a common understanding around some key aspects of the possible S&T review mechanism, including the purpose, scope, composition, and working method, enabling the state's parties to develop a suitable mechanism that best fully meets their needs consistent with the provisions of the convention. We firmly believe that the mechanism should be open-ended, allowing all interested states parties to participate in the discussion. This inclusive approach would better secure the interests of all states parties, especially those from developing countries that are party to the convention. The development of such a mechanism should be undertaken through harmonizing both the promotional and regulatory aspects on a non-discriminatory basis. Madam Chair, we are of the view that the review mechanism driven by a state's party would bring the utmost advantage. Additionally, we think that there should be a linkage between the technical issues and political considerations. Consequently, each delegation participating in the mechanism might be composed of both technical and political experts. Experts could participate from both inside and outside governmental institutions, but they should be nominated by their respective states. Also, relevant experts from related international organizations, such as the WHO and FAO, may also be involved, provided that this is agreed upon by the state parties. Madam Chair, such a mechanism should also find the best possible way to assist, advise, and provide scientific and technical information. It should also specify advice and recommendations based on consensus. A factual annual report reflecting the deliberations, including possible outcomes, should be submitted to meeting of the state's parties for consideration and further action. Ultimately, a final report will be submitted to the review conference as appropriate. Iran is of the view that continued research and development in life sciences is essential for a brighter future for humans, and to this aim, the management of the potential risk of misuse of advances in S&T should not lead to restrictions or limitation on transfers for peaceful purposes among the state parties. Imposition of any restriction or limitation on the exchange of knowledge, materials, and equipment necessary for promoting capacity building in the field of disease surveillance, detection, diagnosis, and containment of communicable disease, including the production of vaccines and other biological material, is a violation of the obligation under Article 10 of the Convention. Finally, it is essential that the working group mandate be carried out in a balanced, thorough, and full manner. Therefore, no agreement should be considered finalized until all aspects are settled. Nothing is agreed until everything is agreed. Furthermore, it is imperative that state parties play a central role in the decision-making processes at all levels of any proposed mechanism. This mechanism will serve exclusively as a supportive and consultative body, ensuring the full, effective, and non-discriminatory implementation of all provisions of the Convention, rooted in the well-established tradition of consensus. Decisively, within this mechanism, the review conference will be the sole authority to make decisions under the convention. Thank you, Madam Chair.